Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing Love Spell. Now, before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save a crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend? I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website, dateme.tips, to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. Now let's get back to the podcast, and today we are talking about Love Spell. So if you've come to this podcast, there is a strong likelihood that you are hoping to find a quick way to make somebody fall in love with you. You're looking for a love spell. It might be to attract somebody for the first time. It might be to try and get an ex back. Ultimately though, you're looking for a quick fix, a magical fix. Now, I'm here to tell you that in my opinion, there is no such thing as a magical fix to make somebody fall in love with you. And I've seen online a number of these people who propose these love spells, these get your ex back spell type things. And personally, I'm a big believer in self-improvement and not in love spells. But I wanted to kind of get you here so I can tell you what I believe would be a more effective use of your time to try and get your ex back or to try and attract somebody for the first time. And that is, as I've hinted at just then, self-improvement. Now, a lot of these love spells that you see online kind of involve you having to write things down and kind of go from there, really. And I was going to want to tie into that my own concept of what my love spell would be, which, as I've said, is about self-improvement rather than an actual spell. But you can use kind of a similar start to what you would have seen on these supposed love spells online. So I want you to get a piece of paper and a pen, and instead of doing some of these things you'll find online, which in my opinion give you no extra chance, no extra boost, no extra possibility of getting your ex back or getting somebody to fall in love with you in general, I want you to, instead of doing what they suggest with the pen and paper, I want you to do what I suggest, which is I want you to write down some elements of yourself that you believe could be improved. And what I would suggest these could be are things along the lines of health and fitness, skill set, social skills in general, and just the way that you could kind of perceive yourself in a better light if you achieved something. So on your list, you might put, I want to get fitter. You might put, I want to learn something that's going to be more useful in day-to-day life. You might want to learn how to cook. You might want to learn how to change a car tire. You know, it could be anything like that, just improving your skills. You might want to learn a second language. And then in a social skill sense, maybe you want to feel more confident. Maybe you want to be better at interacting with new people. So it could be something along those lines. And I want you just to make a list of a few things and then consider how you can reach those goals, because ultimately you want to become the best version of yourself. And if you're trying to reattract an ex, which ultimately to get your ex back, you need to reattract them, and you can't persuade them to, you can't force them to, it's got to be organic. So you need to be a better person than they dumped. You need to be a version 2.0 of yourself. Now, maybe you're not trying to get an ex back, maybe you're trying to attract somebody else, maybe it's somebody specific, or maybe it is just in general. And also, you know, you're in a position where you're trying to attract somebody and you're looking for a love spell. That suggests to me that what you've tried so far hasn't been working. And hence, I would again suggest that you need to become a better version of your current self, a 2.0 version of yourself. and therefore writing a list of things you feel you could improve upon, and then writing how you can try and achieve those goals, is just going to make you a better person. It's going to make you a better, more complete version of yourself. And if you are the maximum you can be, or at least a better version of yourself today than you were yesterday, and an even better version tomorrow than you are today, then ultimately, you give yourself the best possible chance to be seen as an attractive option by others, whether that's somebody new, whether that's somebody specific, whether that's your ex that you're trying to reattract. You want to be a better version than what you are right now. And as I've said, the fact you're looking for a love spell says to me that your current self isn't attracting the type of people or the specific person that you want to. You know, you are looking for something that seems to be a bit of a quick fix, something that's magical, something that is almost maybe a last resort because you don't know kind of what to do next. Well, I'm here to tell you that your best chance is to look at how you can improve yourself. Be proud of who you are, but always look to improve. Just take one step at a time, improve a little bit every day, become a slightly better person each and every day, and eventually that adds up to you becoming a much better person and a much better proposition for somebody to find attractive. So this isn't a quick fix, and I'm sorry if you was looking for something that's going to be magic and instant and you didn't have to put in the effort, because it's my belief that you do have to put in effort, but we all have to put in effort to reach our potential. And if you do enough things right, then you stand a better chance. It's like this saying, the harder you work, the luckier you become. And what that basically means is that if you keep improving yourself, if you keep working hard, if you keep trying to do the right thing, then eventually your luck is likely to change, because it's the old adage of, you know, if you knock on enough doors, eventually somebody will answer. If you cross off all of the problems you might deem in yourself, all the kind of things about your personality or your physical appearance or your skill set, if you cross these negative attributes off and add fantastic, new, great, improved options, if you become the better version, then eventually you are going to become a version which attracts somebody. And okay, it might not be the specific person you hope for. There is no 100% guaranteed way to get your ex back. There is no 100% guaranteed way to attract a specific person. However, if you put in the work, you do stand a great chance of attracting them. And if you don't attract them, you'll probably attract somebody even better further along down the line. You just want to believe in yourself and believe that if you do enough things right, then eventually you will come across somebody who will really just probably shock you in how interesting, attractive, great they are. You know, they might be the perfect person for you. They might have the best personality for you, the best looks for you, the best in general person you could ever imagine, your fantasy person. And you might be shocked that they show interest in you sometime in the future, and that's because you've worked on yourself first. There's an infinite number of skills that you can learn to improve yourself. You can be a better version tomorrow than you are today without really having to kind of go too far. Like, I'm sure you could find things very quickly and easily which you could improve upon. And it doesn't necessarily mean you've got to sign up to a new college course. It could be a new skill that somebody in your family or your friends teach you, or that you learn online. It could be an exercise regime that you start today, which gets you in better shape. It could be something where you just sign up. You sign up for a course today, and that's kind of the job done, and then you'll be starting that course whenever it starts. What I'm saying is, you can start things today. You can become a better version slowly but surely. And hence, in my opinion, this is better than any mythical, magical love spell. Because what I'm telling you here is, in essence, the spell is on you. You know, you need to do the spell on yourself. You need to persuade yourself to push forward, and eventually you will reach your goals.